at the World Ag Expo here with Steve Silverman. He's the director of the National Appeals Division. You just got done talking in there at the seminar series. What are some of the cases that you might see that need appeals or that are worthy of having someone look at an appeal process?
Right. Well, first of all, Taylor, I want to say thanks for taking the time to give me a chance to talk to your audience about what we do at the National Appeals Division, because the reason I'm here at the expo this week and talking to you right now is that I think we offer a really important service for farmers and ranchers in America. And what we do is we provide farmers and ranchers with an opportunity to get an independent and impartial review of adverse decisions that are issued by several of the biggest USDA agencies. So when farmers participate in a farm service agency program, maybe they get, for example, a loan, an operating loan from FSA, and they have a problem with that loan. For example, maybe the agency accelerates the loan, or maybe they find that the participant isn't even eligible to begin with for the loan, so they deny the loan. That is a decision that can be appealed to the National Appeals Division. And what will happen, and it costs nothing to file an appeal, we'll assign that appeal to one of our administrative judges, who will then schedule a hearing in a location that's convenient for the farmer or rancher. So we'll come to you, and we'll hold a hearing and give you your chance to tell your side of the story and to challenge the agency's decision. And quite often we rule in favor of appellants. And so what will happen is that in the case that I just used of a loan, the agency will be required to go back and take another look and maybe now define that the person is eligible and give them the loan. Or if they challenge the acceleration of the loan and we rule in favor of the appellant, that acceleration is nullified. And so there's many different kinds of programs. There's six different big USDA agencies who we have the right to review their decisions. The FSA, Natural Resources Conservation Service, also known as NRCS, Risk Management Agency, which is the Crop Insurance Agency, and the three rural development agencies, Rural Housing Service, Rural Utilities Service, and the Rural Business Cooperative Service.
I think that's important for people to understand that you guys are under USDA, but you really are your own entity, right?
That's correct, and that's a great point, and I appreciate your bringing it up because, I don't know about you, but if I have a dispute with somebody, maybe it's a company I'm doing business with, I feel a lot better getting somebody independent who had nothing to do with the dispute to begin with reviewing the problem. And that's what we can offer, because we had nothing to do with the initial decision. We didn't have anything to do with that loan or that conservation program. We're not part of FSA. We're not part of NRCS. We're a completely independent agency at USDA. We have our own staff. We have our own judges. We have our own budget. And that allows us to be a completely impartial adjudicator of a dispute.
If someone finds themselves in a situation like this, what do they need to do? I mean, is there, you said, you know, help is often not, there's not a whole lot of help out there, but what do they need to do?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to get to go to our website, which is www.nad.usda.gov, NAD. The NAD stands for NAD, National Appeals Division. And our website is real easy to navigate. It's got a lot of great information on it. And it also can walk you through the very easy process of filing an appeal. In fact, we allow people to e-file an appeal, which means that you can just click through on our website. It doesn't take very much time. We really don't need very much information. So what you want to do is when you get that adverse decision from one of those six agencies, either FSA, NRCS, Risk Management Agency, you want to file your appeal with NAD within 30 days because you've got 30 days to do it under the law. And so don't waste time. Don't sleep on it. Get right to the website. You can also fax the appeal to us. You can even email it. It's pretty easy to do. But if you have any questions about this, if anybody has a question about it, just look up on our website, give us a call, send us an email. We'll walk you through it.
That was one of the things you said there at the end was, with these being free, it's appeal early and appeal often.
Yes, that's right. And because it costs absolutely nothing to file an appeal. And, you know, the chances of reversing that decision are zero if you don't file an appeal. But if you do file an appeal, you get your chance to tell your story to an impartial judge. And one thing I want to share with your listeners is that even if you lose your case on the merits, I have an independent authority called equitable relief, which I can use in most cases to give farmers and ranchers the relief that they are looking for, so long as they exercised good faith. So if the reason that they didn't qualify for a USDA program, or the reason why they failed to comply with the USDA program, was for some reason that was not really their fault, some reason that was beyond their control, if they've got a good story to tell, come tell it to us, because I may be able to give equitable relief.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, again, I want to emphasize our website. It's an easy website to navigate, and it has all the information that your listeners need in order to file an appeal with the National Appeals Division. Give it a try.
Great. Thank you for your time, Steve. I appreciate it, and hope you have a safe flight home. Out here at the World Ag Expo, I'm Taylor Hillman.